Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We're getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Cherie Leadon. Now, Cherie, there was a news release that came out just yesterday, September 7th, from the company. It was a summary of the last 6 months of exploration here, which encompassed the first 50% of the overall drill program here. So far, total of 5,800 meters of RC drilling has been completed for 33 holes. This is right around 50%, as I said, of the drill program. Now, Cherie, for some of maybe the new listeners or people new to the story, please just bring us up to speed on the company's focus here in Nevada at the Sandman property.
So the Sandman is our flagship asset. It has 500,000 ounces of already defined gold mineralization sitting essentially at the surface, spread over four deposits. So this drill program was designed to essentially increase that resource via drilling next to the known resources where mineralization remained open. And in our release yesterday, we announced some spectacular intersections, gold intersections that are outside the resource. So that gives me the confidence that, yes, it is indeed going to grow. And most of those intersections still remain open. So down the track, we'll do additional drilling there to further incrementally grow that known 500,000 ounces via drilling on the outside of that 500,000 ounces that we already know is there.
Well, Cherie, as you plan for your Q4 drilling program, what are some of the takeaways from all the previous drilling you've done, and what is the target for this upcoming drill program for the company?
So the Q4 drill program is going to be a little different. We're going to be spending most of our drilling meters on higher risk, higher reward drilling, looking for bonanza new discovery. So the first half, I'd say, was more resource extension drilling, kind of low risk, medium reward, where we know we can incrementally grow our gold resources. Now we're looking at areas that have never been drilled. And we've actually engaged a consultant named John Wood, who found the nearby Sleeper deposit, which is only located about 30 kilometers to the north. And John's just really been quite instrumental in motivating and mentoring our team. And we've actually got a new target. It's a geological contact that's essentially located beneath the known mineralization. It's another 100 or 200 meters deep. So instead of drilling 100 or 200 meter holes, we're going to be drilling 250 to 400 meter holes. And the target is basically, we've got all this surface mineralization. Where is all that coming from? Looking for a mother lode, looking for a 5 million ounce discovery rather than incrementally growing our known resource. So the team is really pumped and looking forward to drilling these holes. We've got another month or so of crunching data and waiting for assay results. And we've got such an amazing database that we acquired from our predecessors, more than $20 million worth of data. Yet, I think it's something like 7% of the drill holes have gone below 200 meters deep. So this is really an untested target. We're sitting in the right geology to host another Sleeper, and that's what we'll be looking for in Q4.
So, Cherie, can you just recap some of those surface results that have you encouraged here, even some of the past data that you're using that has you encouraged that there is the potential here for something, a multi-million ounce deposit, even upwards of 5 million ounces?
Yeah, so to kind of dumb down the geology, we've got tertiary rocks, which are young rocks, sitting on top of old basement rocks. And generally in these geological environments, when you have a motherlode deposit of gold that's coming out from within the Earth's core and basically intruding to the surface, generally the trap site is the contact of the two different geology types, because that's a pressure release. So if you have a fault carrying the gold just tends to settle at a pressure release point, which is the contact. So that's the contact that we're going to be focusing on. And that's the contact that we believe, having gone over all the historical data, that's really been neglected, because the previous explorers, including ourselves in the first drill program, kind of get distracted with this gold at the surface, rather than looking for the source of where all that gold's coming from. So we're going to think a little differently and think outside the box. And essentially, that's how John found the Sleeper deposit. Very similar geology there, also at the contact. So fingers crossed, if there's a bonanza zone there, we do believe that that's likely to be at that lithological contact.
But you brought up the sleeper deposit, which is a nice analog to look at as a nearby deposit that could be similar to the ground you hold. When you drill down at depth and you go below that 200 meters and get down to maybe 400 meters or more, how big do you think this could grow? Or maybe remind listeners, you know, what the sleeper deposit looks like at depth.
So that the sleeper deposit was one of the most high-grade deposits, most profitable operations discovered in Nevada. It was discovered by John and his AMEX team in the 80s. They produced, I believe, around 3 million ounces of high-grade ore. And they've also left over a million ounces behind. So it's owned by another company right now that have got the remnants of the resource. So sleeper, we're looking 4 to 5 million ounces of high-grade gold. And it tends to be sulfide. It tends to be essentially a wide gold vein. And these deposits, they can only be like 10 meters wide, and they can have a strike length of a kilometer or so, and that can really add up ounces very easy. So we're using a whole bunch of data, including geophysics, geochem, and the previous drilling as vectors to try and work backwards, to try and work out where all this gold is being sourced from. And we're very fortunate to have so much data to use as the vectors, and we've put all that in 3D IP. We also did something that none of our predecessors did, which was actually hand punch, like manually put in a whole bunch of assay results. This took months and months of time. It actually took about a year for us to get all that data in, but now we've got all that data in 3D digital form. We can spin it around in a 3D computer model, and it really helps guide us to where these vectors might be coming from. So we've probably got about a dozen really exciting holes planned, and it's going to be essentially make or break. If we're going to if we've got another sleeper, this is when we're going to find it, and if we don't, we'll focus on the gold resources we do have, and those resources we certainly think we can still grow upon. But it's the sleeper deposit that's got us really excited about this project.
Yeah, it will definitely be interesting to watch, to see as you step out and do some exploration, you know, what may be underneath the ground. But just remind people of the three known resources you have: Abel Knoll, Silica Ridge, and North Hill. You know, what you've learned so far about just the targets you do have.
We've learned that those three definitely remain open. We've also got Southeast Pediment that we actually haven't drilled. That's another resource within the project that also remains open. Southeast Pediment, we actually own the surface rights. So there's a number of advantages to those known resources. We believe that the majority of those are going to be amenable to heap leach extraction. We've got an abundance of metallurgical work that's been done by our predecessors, very good recoveries. There's a comprehensive 43-101 report on those particular resources available on our website and on CEDAR as well. So we're pretty confident we're going to grow that 500,000 ounces, and we already can see the proof of that in our recent drill program over the last 6 months. Some phenomenal high-grade hits that require follow-up, and also some very broad lower-grade mineralization that we got at Abel Knoll, including 90 meters at 0.6 grams a ton, which was outside the current resource. And those kind of broad zones give me great confidence that, you know, this is shaping up to be something that will look good in a pre-feasibility study sometime next year.
Okay. Sherry, just wrap us up, please, with a quick comment then in terms of cash in the bank, what the budget is for the remaining second half of this program.
Sure. We've got just under $2 million currently sitting in the bank. And the budget is still being refined as we basically decide whether we're going to be doing diamond holes or assay holes with some of these deep holes. But it'll essentially consume the rest of our cash as we drill throughout to the end of the year.
Okay, perfect. So it sounds like a lot of drill results still to come. And now the second half of the program looking for that major discovery, one that can really move the needle. We'll continue to follow along as the drill program advances and as we get some more drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Sherry regarding Gold Bull Resources, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Sherry, thank you for your time today. Appreciate the update.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.